Europe.
Turkey. Gold rush. An asset price boom is good for some.
On a weekday afternoon, the boutiques of Istanbul's İstinye Park shopping centre are elegantly buzzing. The city's Michelin-starred restaurants are booked out for months, and the yacht marinas are full. Signs of an astounding wealth boom are everywhere in Turkey's biggest city, as the consumption of luxury goods surges. The rich are getting richer. The number of ultra-high net worth individuals, those with a value of $30 million or more in Turkey, rose by 10% between 2022 and 2023. Yet ask the average Turk whether they feel they are getting wealthier, and the answer will almost certainly be no. The figures are astonishing. According to a report from UBS, a bank, average wealth, financial and property assets, minus debts, per Turkish adult, increased by 158% in terms of the lira, Turkey's currency, between 2022 and 2023, the highest rise by far of any country. Turkey's inflation rate, which stood at 61.8% annually in July, is far outpacing the devaluation of the lira, which fell by 19% against the dollar in the same period. One result is that property prices are soaring even in dollar terms, as Turks scramble to invest their savings in assets that they hope will hold their value. Those who have had access to credit have often been able to get wealthier by taking out a loan at deeply negative real rates. Well-off asset holders may be watching their stash balloon. But for average people, the effect is less pleasant. Although whatever wealth they have is rising on paper, in the supermarkets their purchasing power has cratered. Nominal average wages actually fell between 2022 and 2023. Turkey's new treasury team, led by Mehmet Şimşek since last year's election, is seeking to rein in inflation by bringing orthodoxy back to an economy that was scrambled by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's years-long insistence on low interest rates and easy credit. Thus, the central bank has held the base rate at 50% since March, following a series of big rises, and banks are slashing credit limits. Big nominal increases in the minimum wage have been discontinued. There was no mid-year rise in July, as there had been in the previous 2 years. Turks who do not own their homes are being slammed by rents that are rising with inflation. Those who can hedge get richer, and those who can't get poorer, says Murat Uçer, an economist and former advisor to Turkey's economy minister. The new money is being splurged in the fashionable neighbourhoods of Istanbul and the celebrity-packed resorts of Bodrum. A burgeoning domestic wealth management industry has also emerged to serve the country's new super-rich. The value of Turkish assets under management is predicted to hit $123 billion by the end of this year. Much of that is in the hands of dynasties. 95% of businesses in Turkey are family-owned, but wealth is often lost between the generations if it is not guarded carefully. The biggest families are already well looked after, but there are now others, says Özge Doğan, the founder of Carmen Beyond, Turkey's first multi-family private office firm, and herself someone from second-generation wealth. We are more conservative with our wealth, but the understanding is developing. The central bank thinks that annualized inflation will fall to 38% by the end of 2024. Good news for ordinary Turks. Meanwhile, Ms. Doğan's clients are looking outside Turkey for longer-term investment options. Her own family, as it happens, is buying properties in London.